Aries, March 21 to April 19, repressed feelings and dormant passions are rising to the surface. I bet they will soon be rattling your brain and illuminating your heart, unleashing a soothing turbulence of uncanny glee. Will you get crazy and wise enough to coax the great mystery into blessing you with an inspirational revelation or two? I believe you will. I hope you will. The more skillful you are at generating rowdy breakthroughs, the less likely you are to experience a breakdown. Be as unruly as you need to be to liberate the very best healings. Taurus, April 20 to May 20. You finally have all you need to finish an incomplete mission or resolve a mess of unsettled karma. The courage and determination you couldn't quite summon before are now fully available as you invoke a climax that will prepare the way for your awe-inspiring rebirth. Gaze into the future, dear Taurus, and scan for radiant beacons that will be your guides in the coming months. You have more help than you know, and now is the time to identify it and move toward it. Gemini, May 21 to June 20, our Sun is an average star in a galaxy of 100 billion stars. In comparison to some of its flamboyant compatriots, it's mediocre. More than 860 light-years away is a blue-white supergiant star called Rigel, which is twice as hot as our Sun and 40,000 times brighter. The red supergiant Antares, more than 600 light-years away, has 12 times more mass. Yet if those two show-offs had human attitudes, they might be jealous of our star, which is the source of energy for a planet teeming with about 8.7 million different species. I propose we make the Sun your role model for now, Gemini. It's an excellent time to glory in your unique strengths and to exuberantly avoid comparing yourself to anyone else. Cancer, June 21 to July 22. The philosophical principle known as Occam's razor asserts that when trying to understand a problem or enigma, we should favor the simplest explanation with the fewest assumptions. While that's often a useful approach, I don't recommend it in the coming weeks. For you, nuances and subtleties will abound in every situation. Mere simplicity is unlikely to lead to a valid understanding. You will be wise to relish the complications and thrive on the paradoxes. Try to see at least three sides of every story. Further tips. 1. Mysteries may be truer than mere facts. 2. If you're willing to honor your confusion, the full, rich story will eventually emerge. Leo, July 23, August. 2-2, there are no unsacred places, wrote Leo poet Wendell Berry. There are only sacred places and desecrated places. Poet Allen Ginsberg agreed. Holy, 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 he wrote. Holy the solitudes of skyscrapers and pavements. Holy the cafeteria. Holy the mysterious rivers of tears under the streets. Holy the sea, holy the desert, holy the railroad. With Berry's and Ginsberg's prompts as your inspiration, and in accordance with current astrological imperatives, I invite you to invigorate your relationship with sacredness. If nothing is sacred for you, do what it takes to find and commune with sacred things, places, animals, humans, and phenomena. If you are already a lover of sacred wonders, give them extra love and care. To expand your thinking and tenderize your mood, give your adoration to these related themes: consecration, sublimity, veneration, devotion, reverence, awe, and splendor. Virgo, August 23 Sept. 2-2. My favorite Buddhist monk, Thich Nhat Hanh, wrote the following: in us, there is a river of feelings, in which every drop of water is a different feeling, and each feeling relies on all the others for its existence. To observe it, we just sit on the bank of the river and identify each feeling as it surfaces, flows by, and disappears. I bring this meditation to your attention, Virgo, because I hope you will do it daily during the next 2 weeks. Now is an excellent time to cultivate an intense awareness of your feelings, to exult in their rich meanings, to value their spiritual power, to feel gratitude for educating and entertaining you. Libra, September 23, October. 2-2. How might your life come into clearer focus when you uncover secrets that inspire your initiative and ingenuity? What happens when resources that had been inaccessible become available for your enjoyment and use? How will you respond if neglected truths spring into view and point the way toward improvements in your job situation? I suspect you will soon be able to tell me stories about all this good stuff. P.S. Don't waste time feeling doubtful about whether the magic is real. Just welcome it and make it work for you. Scorpio, October 23, November 21, it's not the best time to tattoo a lover's likeness on your abdomen. Maybe in May, but not now. On the other hand, the coming weeks will be an excellent time to see if your paramour might be willing to tattoo your name on their thigh. Similarly, this is a favorable period to investigate which of your allies would wake up at 5 a.m. to drive you to the airport, and which of your acquaintances and friends would stop others from spreading malicious gossip about you, and which authorities would reward you if you spoke up with constructive critiques. Sagittarius, November 22, Dec. 21, redwoods are the tallest trees in the world. They may grow as high as 350 feet. Their roots are shallow, though, reaching down just 6 to 12 feet before spreading out 60 to 100 feet horizontally. And yet the trees are sturdy, rarely susceptible to being toppled by high winds and floods. What's their secret? Their root systems are interwoven with those of other nearby redwoods. Together, they form networks of allies, supporting each other and literally sharing nutrients. I endorse this model for you to emulate in your efforts to create additional stability and security in your life, Sagittarius. Capricorn, December 22, Jan. 19, what's the best way to be fulfilled? Hard work and discipline? Are we most likely to flourish if we indulge only moderately in life's sweet pleasures and mostly focus on the difficult tasks that build our skills and clout? Or is it more accurate to say that 90% of success is just showing up, being patient and persistent as we carry out the small day-to-day sacrifices and devotions that incrementally make us indispensable? Mythologist Joseph Campbell described a third variation, to follow our bliss. We find out what activities give us the greatest joy and install those activities at the center of our lives. As a Capricorn, you are naturally skilled at the first two approaches. In the coming months, I encourage you to increase your proficiency at the third. Aquarius, January 20, Feb. 18, mackerels are unusual fish in that they must keep swimming non-stop. If they don't, they die. Do they ever sleep? Scientists haven't found any evidence that they do. I bring them up now because many of you Aquarians have resemblances to mackerels, and I think it's especially crucial that you not act like them in the coming weeks. I promise you that nothing bad will happen if you slow way down and indulge in prolonged periods of relaxing stillness. Just the opposite, in fact. Your mental and physical health will thrive as you give your internal batteries time and space to recharge. Pisces, February 19 to March 20. A financial advisor once told me I could adopt one of three approaches to running my business. 1. Ignore change. 2. Always struggle with change, half immobilized by mixed feelings about whether to change or stay pat. 3. Learn to love and thrive on change. The advisor said that if I chose either of the first two options, I would always be forced to change by circumstances beyond my control. The third approach is ultimately the only one that works. Now is an excellent time for you Pisceans to commit yourself fully to No. 3, for both your business and your life. Homework. Who or what do you belong to in ways that keep you free? Newsletter.freewillastrology.com.